President, thank you. Excellencies, distinguished colleagues. Australia has the honour to deliver this report on our activities as coordinator for transparency measures during the 12th MSP cycle, as well as key developments relating to transparency measures. At the outset, please allow me to express my gratitude to the ISU team for their support provided to us in this work throughout the year, as well as to previous coordinators, including our preceding coordinator, the Gambia, for their work as transparency coordinators. A detailed breakdown of the information provided by states parties in their annual Article 7 transparency reports up to the 30th of June this year is provided in the 12th MSP progress report. In summary, as of the 30th of June, 51 states parties of 103 that were expected to submitted their 2023 Article 7 annual reports. Two Article 7 initial reports were received. Seven of 112 states parties remained with overdue Article 7 initial reports, and 24 states parties had used the revised Article 7 reporting form. Submission of annual Article 7 transparency reports is, of course, an obligation under the CCM and a vital indicator of the overall health of the Convention. It establishes a benchmark against which implementation progress is measured and evaluated. The initial and annual reports required by Article 7 of the Convention allow the international community to track the destruction and decommission of remaining cluster munition stockpiles, of which we have very positive news this year. The number of cluster munition victims and also national risk reduction measures. The greater transparency that results from regular, timely and accurate reporting not only increases trust between states and helps facilitate international cooperation and assistance, but also provides data points to track progress in a range of areas, including gender mainstreaming, as we discussed yesterday, and the inclusion of victims and affected communities in developing national strategies. During the period under review, Australia fulfilled our mandate as the coordinator for transparency measures by undertaking several actions. We've encouraged all affected states parties, especially those states parties with overdue reporting obligations, to provide their Article 7 reports in a timely manner and to enhance the quality of information provided in their reporting. These included conducting outreach to the seven states parties with overdue initial reports, sending letters to the permanent missions individually of these countries in both Geneva and New York, and making representations to delegates in the Africa group, and collaborating with the ISU on a reminder communication to all states parties about the annual Article 7 reporting submission deadline. Australia commends Madagascar as well as South Sudan, our newest state party, for submitting their initial reports. Six state parties remain to submit their initial reports. We are hopeful these states' parties will soon follow suit, and we will continue to conduct outreach to encourage this. President, colleagues, on the 30th of May, Australia, together with Belgium and Germany as the gender focal points of the Convention, along with the ISU and UNIDIR, co-hosted a hybrid workshop on gender and diversity reporting under the CCM. The purpose of the workshop was to take stock of progress in gender and diversity reporting under Article 7 and to raise awareness of the adapted reporting template adopted last year at the 11th meeting of states parties, which included an introduction of the new Form J on gender and diversity of populations. The workshop featured a panel of experts from states parties, GICHD, NPA, and Mine Action Review. It provided an interactive platform for discussing the opportunities and challenges faced by states parties in collecting relevant data, and facilitated the exchange of good practice in this area. There is much work to do, and we think there would be value in this being a continuing conversation. Close to 50 representatives from state parties, national mine action authorities, operators, and NGOs participated both in person and online. President, colleagues, finally, since 30th of June, the reporting rate has risen somewhat to 57 of the 103 states parties expected to submit 2023 Article 7 annual reports. Evidently, considerable work remains to be done to improve these reporting rates. should states parties agree, Australia would be pleased to continue for another term as coordinator on transparency measures. To assist with our ongoing efforts, we welcome feedback as to the forms of engagement that would be most useful in supporting compliance with these reporting obligations. In closing, I would like to thank also those states, parties and entities, including Zambia and UNIDIR, that have particularly assisted our work on transparency measures. Thank you, President.